This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. Miami Heat, they'll be back in action tonight. They are taking on the Charlotte Hornets. First night of a home back-to-back. The Heat will have the Portland Trail Blazers tomorrow. The Blazers are not playing tonight. I'm just making sure they weren't playing in Orlando, which means...
Yeah, South Beach flu.
Enjoy the night.
Astron, assemble!
Enjoy your night. Enjoy your night in Miami, boys.
Yo, Mike B should say, you should have him say, Astron, assemble. You should have him say that.
Oh, Mike B, I don't know if he'll do that one.
That'd be hysterical.
He usually doesn't say no to us. I don't know if he'll say that.
He's retiring. He could do it. He's retiring after this year.
True. He is retiring.
That'd be hysterical.
Oh man, the Heat'll be in action tonight, and then 8 o'clock tomorrow at the Kaseya Center. So go check that on out. No Bam Adebayo tonight; he is dealing with a toe sprain. I'd imagine he's going to miss tomorrow as well. No shoot around today. Eric Spoelstra will address the media today at his normal time availability. So obviously a traumatic couple of days for Eric Spoelstra. The team did put out a statement yesterday for those who did not see it, just to because, man, that was a scary scenes that the team was dealing with. But their statement that they put out, we're grateful to learn that nobody was harmed in the fire at Coach Spoelstra's residence this morning. Our thoughts, prayers, and assistance are with Spo and his family during this time. So glad that nobody was hurt, but obviously terrible that he has no place to live right now. So
again, things are things.
Things are things, but
nobody was hurt. You can rebuild things. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I get it, but it still is.
It don't mean it's not a pain.
It's not at all. It's still an awful experience. So gonna be an interesting one tonight. You got to deal with this Hornets team coming in here. NBA Cup gets going, and the Heat and this Hornets, they beat the Hornets earlier in the year, put 144 on them. No Brandon Miller. I believe he's still hurt for Charlotte. I think LaMelo is questionable for tonight, or probable. Let's see. It says he's questionable with an ankle injury for tonight. Colin Sexton is probable for tonight. He's had a nice year with them so far.
Right.
Grant Williams with that trash talk, he still is out with a knee injury. The big thing that's gone on, lot of national buzz around the Ja Morant stuff. Now, I saw Mark Stein report yesterday. There doesn't appear to be this sense of urgency from Memphis to trade him. But it is one of these things that's very odd because you have
they learned anything from Jimmy Butler?
Who? The Heat?
Has Memphis learned anything?
Oh, yeah.
If you let this linger on, it's just going to go poorly.
Well, yeah. The thing is interesting. I really do like it. It very much clearly seems like he does not like the coach, Tuomas Iasalo.
Well, if you don't like two coaches, maybe it's not the coaches, it's you.
That's a fair point. That's a fair point. That's a fair point.
Hold on. Don't say that's a fair point. I didn't want him to come here when the previous coach from his team.
Vlad.
Well, he was
my man, Tobes. Hmm? Sometimes tend to overlook certain aspects of what he wants because he's going to now tell you, but that was in Memphis.
Memphis is Memphis.
Memphis, you know, is Memphis. You know, we're doing the same offense, right?
Here's the thing.
And that guy's coaching. He's spearheading the conversion to what Ja was supposed to be doing last year.
He's not spearheading. He is an unlisted consultant, Nick LaRoche.
Where do you think they're getting it from?
And here's the thing. Here's the thing that I'm curious about. Now, everybody said last year that, Ja didn't like the offense. However, starting to get the arithmetic on this whole thing of making a stink. Did he not like the offense? Or is he just tired of Memphis? You know, it's very easy to say, I don't like the offense. Ja doesn't like the offense. Let's fire Taylor Jenkins with 6 games left. That's how desperate they are. But now you don't like this guy either. Maybe it has nothing to do with the offense. Maybe he just doesn't like you guys.
So he's the new Marcone now? He's walking away from Memphis now?
I'm walking away from Memphis. Yeah, I don't know, Vlad. I'm just saying, like, maybe the offense isn't the issue as much as we thought it was.
First class ticket to Miami.
Whoa. Hey, it's been real Memphis. So, this has been fun.
So,
what?
You're doing it again.
What am I doing?
You making the circumstance fit what you want.
I'm not making my first of
yes,
all.
Yes, you are.
Hold on.
Yes,
that's not are. Fair. That's not fair. That's not fair.
Really?
That's not fair.
Sometimes the truth hurts.
Well, here's the thing. I am not making any. I don't even know if I want Ja Morant. Okay.
So stop it, Tobin. Don't even start. Come on.
Everybody just keeps looking, Vlad, and they're like, Miami would be the perfect place for Ja Morant. He needs culture.
Tobin, you know you want to say, make a stink? You know you want to say it, so say
he's
it.
He's already making a stink. I don't have to tell him anything. He's already making
Thank
a
you,
stink.
Thank you, J-Fig.
Why? Why do I get -1?
You know why. Stop acting like you're innocent.
For
Stop deception. Acting like you're innocent.
For lying.
You are not.
Dude.
A show pony.
That's not fair.
Fraud
I'm just
access.
Okay, hear me out on this. Would the Heat not have a little bit of insight? Maybe you call up our old friend, Anthony Carter. Is he still coaching on Memphis? I think he is.
Wait a minute. Even more of an insight.
Hmm?
Who's Ja's agent?
It was Mike Miller, but they're...
Oh, they're done?
They broke up.
Oh,
yep.
Okay. Well, then you still have an insight. He'll let you know.
Yep.
Hey.
What?
Now, let me ask you this. J-Toll said it, and I was thinking it. What are one of the best traits of the Heat right now? They share the ball, feed the hot hand, or whatever.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Ja Morant doesn't play well with others.
That's not true, though. Like, when Memphis was playing at its best, that was a well-oiled machine. Jaren Jackson and Desmond Bane and Santiago, they all shared in the wealth. Like, I don't think of Ja Morant as a ball hog.
Let's look at his stats.
And that team was good.
Okay.
That team was good. I don't think of him as a ball hog. And again, he may just be tired of Memphis. You know?
And you think with all the problems that he has had, that that is going to just go away?
Look, I can't say that they will go away. I don't know. He may be very immature. I don't know.
But you
that's why.
But this is all you have. This is all you have to make decisions like this.
That's
is
why,
what he's done. You are willing to give up assets and everything in hopes that it will be different when he gets here.
I'm not willing to give up assets and everything. Okay? Leroy. I'm just saying if this is a problem, we can.
What do you think you're going to have to give up to get John Morant?
I don't know. I'm not. If you're talking multiple first-round picks, I'm out. I'm not doing it. You guys got your own headache. All right, we're not dealing with that. So I'm clear. He's not a give up the farm type of guy.
What do you think you're going to give up? Crickets?
I don't know. That's a good question. Because a lot of people are seeming to think that he doesn't have a lot of value around the league.
Well, they say that his shooting has diminished and he's afraid.
His athleticism.
Yeah, his athleticism.
This is games.
So, and he's tiny.
And he can't shoot the rock. But he is a career 22.5-7 assist guy. So he's not really a ball hawk. If you're averaging 7 assists in the league, you're sharing the ball.
Tell you who you like to give lobs to. The warehouse.
You mean the pigeon?
That's his guy now. That's his pigeon. Bygones be bygones.
That's also, hey, Vlad. If I called you a pigeon and then came to work and you was doing, like, we would have to have a conversation.
No, we have to have
a fight.
No, we have to have a fight. Like, you got to take that back. You can't publicly call me a pigeon and then all of a sudden we're teammates and now we can be like, oh, yeah, I'm going to let that slide. No.
Just call John Morant.
And so, wait.
Oh, don't. Okay.
Let's do this. You think being in Miami lessens the chances of him doing Josh stuff or increases the chances?
Hard to say. You know, maybe
no, it ain't hard to say. It ain't hard to say. Five minutes ago, you said Astron activate.
Assemble. I mean, dude, I don't know what to tell you.
Astron assemble. So if we assemble in Astron, you think if Josh get down here?
Oh, his sliders for his sliders with in NBA 2K you have sliders like you know you improve. Oh yeah, his slider for not improving would be very high. There's no way. He'll be at Tootsie's or Playhouse or, you know, the Cheetahs in Pompano. He'll be at every Cheetah. Pompano, Hollandale, and West Palm. Come on, Tobin. You know that's good.
Look, I say we give a little call. Is Anthony Carter still there? We give AC a call. We're like, what do you think, AC? You think this guy can handle it down here? Anthony Carter would know. Pro's pro. He's played down here. What do you think about this Ja Morant?
I was outside when Anthony Carter was outside. Okay. I'm just saying.
Bill Simmons came out today. Sports guy.
Now all of a sudden you listen to anybody. If it makes him.
Oh, now Simmons?
Yeah. I'm not listening to anybody. I'm just bringing it to the table, everybody. You are
something else.
He thinks that the trade value would be, why don't the Grizzlies and the Heat do a Tyler Hero for Ja Morant Swapskis, apparently. The Heat, I guess, got to take Kentavious Caldwell-Pope in his contract. And I guess, I don't know, he suggested the Terry Rozier contract. I don't even know if you could touch that. But let's just say you could make the salary work. Let's just say it was a Tyler for Ja straight-up trade. One, would Memphis do that? And two, if you're the Heat, would you do that?
No.
Why? Do elaborate.
Okay, because one.
Who's saying no in your case? You answered no. Them. Okay. A double hang up.
Because
you think Memphis would say no?
Memphis ain't trading nobody without trading Ja without draft picks.
Well, you can only trade with what you can get. I don't know what they can get for him.
And two, you think they want Tyler Hero?
I don't know.
And he's up for a max extension?
He is up for an extension, but you don't have Ja to pay anymore. If Ja's I'm saying, here's the situation. If we're saying this is a Jimmy Butler type situation, he's joyless.
Jimmy was trading before the draft,
but they didn't. And the Grizzlies had an issue with Ja last year. And did they trade him? No, they waited through this year. So now they have Ja Morant making a stink, which, you know, we'll see how they deal with all of that. I don't know. But obviously,
I don't like that trade for either team.
You have Kevin Durant mocking, Papa Morant on the sideline saying that your son doesn't want to be there. Everybody knows it. He wants out by the weekend. I don't know.
If I'm either team, I don't want that. I don't want the Ja Morant contract without, like, you don't know if he's matured enough to like be equivalent to what Tyler is on the court. Tyler is a shooter. Ja isn't.
He is. And that's true.
Ja is small and has been banged up. And that's the last thing you want. That's the last thing you want.
Well, I would say both of durability and size.
I would tell you what, compared to Ja Morant, Tyler swole.
Okay, but whatever. Like Ja Morant.
No, whatever.
I mean, like, if you're talking about like liabilities and durability, like both of those things handle for both players. One guy's a really good shooter. His game will probably age a lot better. And maybe Ja Morant flames out by his 30. I don't know. Maybe not even.
I'm just saying.
But I would say this. If you are squeamish about paying Tyler Hero in the 40s, Ja Morant, you have under contract for a couple of years in the 40s. You know, like, and if Tyler Hero is shooting for 50 and you're just like, is that a question? The Heat are already like, all right, well, this is a guy we know what the price point is for the next couple of years.
Right. And so let me ask you a realistic question.
Do tell.
Name, all that doesn't matter. Based on how the Heat are playing right now, how does Ja Morant make this team better? His skill set, does it really make the team better?
Yeah, I think so.
How?
Guy gets up and down the floor fast, mm-hmm. can share the basketball. Scoring punch, you'd essentially be replacing Davion Mitchell. You wouldn't have his defense, but you'd have a guy who's a souped up offense. Pretty nice fit with Norman Powell, I would say. So I don't think, when I look at
Davion, Davion's not as good offensively, but what I'm getting on the defensive side of the ball makes up for that. And you have other guys who can score. Like, I don't want to lose that part of it. Especially when you're running up and down the floor.
But you're going to lose somewhat of it. Like, look, you're eventually going to lose those minutes anyway because Tyler Hero is going to play. Unless you're going to go super small and play Bam, Wiggins, Norman, Tyler, and Davion. And we've already been seeing how getting your ass kicked with the rebounding has been going for Miami. Not great.
Right.
So, I don't know. You're going to have some give on that either way.
I don't think his scoring is going to, like, overshadow his lack of defense on this team that much. Right? Let's just put him at his averages, 22. Well, we got guys that do that.
Do you?
Right?
His averages are 22, but this is a guy who's, like, averaged up, like, 27 points a game before.
I mean, to me, Ja Morant would just be a smaller, like smaller Jimmy Butler. Like, you would have to start building your team around him.
I guess
that he does on the defensive side, like all things that when you brought a guy in, when you brought, you know, even Jimmy in, you didn't have to worry about the defensive side of it.
Yeah. I mean, Jimmy Butler's a really good defender. That's not really, that's not the issue that was there for him. The issue with Jimmy was, you know, could you always rely on him to go and turn on the scoring? Like, that's not going to be a thing with Ja Morant. People have always said, like, you need the go-to guy in Miami. And if there are, and here's the thing, if they are squeamish about paying Tyler Hero, this is a little bit of a punt move. Like, it's like you're bringing in a guy who's obviously an uber talent. Yes, with way more baggage than Tyler Hero, but also some red flags that Tyler Hero also has.
Like what? Injuries?
Injuries, yeah. Injuries.
Yeah, but they both have those.
That's what I just said.
No, I know. But I'm just, so you're basically saying Ja Morant's upside is worth the risk. Where I look at Tyler Hero and I say, I can just keep Tyler and not have that risk and maybe be in a better place.
But Tyler Hero, as the number one guy on a team, has never led a 50-win, top-of-the-conference type Correct. Of team like Ja Morant has. And that
again, that like
now that guy may be gone. I don't know if he's got that
immature guy. Here's what happens with immaturity. Those things that carry over that you think are going to carry over don't always carry over. So you're taking more of a risk when you know he's immature. You see what I mean?
Definitely got to question the maturity. That's why you got to call up Anthony Carter, right? I'm saying we got to call up Anthony Carter, set up a group call. You
Somebody
know?
Said Ja sells tickets.
That's true.
No, you get Ja, Miami's in hot city again. It's like when you guys, not and I'm not comparing him to the Hall of Famer, but the same buzz you would get when Wade got to Miami and then Wade, everybody started seeing that, you know, Flash was a thing and he was must-see TV and must-see to come to the, you know, to the arena. Mm-hmm. Ja would do that. You will see a lot of asses in the seats. There won't be no Skittle colors being shown on TV when they play.
We'll take a break. More to come. Little mixed bag coming on up. We're back after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
College football is off and running, and no one has the sport locked down quite like the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join me, Chip Patterson, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott 5 days a week as we get you set for each weekend with breakdowns and best bets. Then recap all the action on Saturday night and tell you what you need to know about the rankings and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.